That means it's another episode of Howie Mandel Does Stuff. I'm Howie Mandel.
And I'm Jacqueline Schultz.
Wow. We start talking before you actually hear us talking, and my daughter just informed me that her hair is fake.
That's what we're starting with? I didn't tell you that before the podcast in order to talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, so I'm not going to ask our editor to cut that out, but I'm going to ask you as a listener or a viewer to just forget what I just said.
Okay.
Is it? But you have fake hair on?
Yeah, I always have fake hair.
I didn't know that. I never have fake hair. We were having a little bit of an issue right before that. You know that, right?
I don't want to talk about our issues. What can we, you know? What?
No,
I
I'm going to talk about an issue. She
I
told
wanted to
me
talk about Theo Vaughn.
Well, talk about Theo Vaughn in 1 second.
I want to, okay.
We'll talk about. I did his podcast.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun.
I know. I wanted to talk about it, but go ahead. Talk about our issues first, and then we'll get to Theo Vaughn.
I'm on TikTok, and I don't know if you people that listen to this podcast know about my TikTok, but I posted a TikTok, and she goes, "Now that's a good TikTok." As if none of my, you don't like my TikToks.
No, a lot of them I don't. But you can tell. You can tell which ones do well and which ones don't do well. And
based on what you like?
No, based on the numbers and people watching.
I don't do it for the numbers and I don't do it for the clicks. I do it because I need to do it. Sometimes I just get up and go, ooh, I gotta dance for 15 seconds.
I know, but your original content I think is really good. What I don't like a lot of the time is when you see a funny TikTok that you think is entertaining and then you just do the side-by-side split screen and do the same thing.
A duet.
You're not making it better. It was already good enough by itself. And that's why it was a viral video. You don't need to add your twist on it.
There's no twist on it. I just try to do it. And I'm not doing it because it's viral. I'm doing it because I like if I see somebody dancing, then I go, I'd like to try to dance side-by-side with this person. I'd like to try to do that.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. I'm not looking for judgment. I'm not looking for numbers. I'm not looking for clicks. I'm not looking for approval from my daughter.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and you could consider me a mini judge. I'm judging.
It's but, you know, good. It doesn't. And then you judge me. You go, I don't like most of your TikToks. I have fake hair. Let's start the podcast. I want to talk about Theo Vaughn. You can't do that to somebody.
Why?
Because you throw little truth bombs out and that explode, and as they're exploding, you don't want me to run from them.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
Neither did I.
Can we just get to Theo Vaughn?
What about Theo? I love Theo.
I mean, there's nothing in particular that I want to say except for I'm a huge fan of Theo.
Theo's coming on the podcast.
When?
I want it to be a surprise, but keep listening.
That's
it
when
might
I was
even
gonna ask.
He's coming on. He said he's coming on.
He told you?
Real soon. It might even be this one. I don't know. I know we have a special guest coming up on this one. But Theo Vaughn is, I think, a genius.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought he was underrated. I worked with him for 4 years on a show called Deal With It, which was on TBS, which I produced and he hosted, along with your brother. Well, your brother was on that too, Alex.
I remember. He worked with Theo, right?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But a lot of times he was in the troupe. If you don't remember that show, a contestant, we would hide in restaurants and public places, and then we would pull somebody out of the public place and ask them if they wanted to play a game. And all they had to do was wear an earpiece and do whatever we challenged them to do publicly. And sometimes it was embarrassing. Sometimes it got crazy. Theo just told me a quick little story now that you brought up. We did one episode. It was with Marlon Wayans. Oh, we talked about this on the last day, didn't we?
You talked about it on his
podcast. Oh, on his podcast. So go listen to his podcast so I don't have to tell the story, the same story on my podcast as I told on his.
I was going to say, though, is I'm always a huge fan of Theo. And what I like about him is just his, like, dry humor. You know, it's not like an outward joke. He's just a really, really funny person. And also his, what's it called? Improv. His ability to improvise and just be hilarious. And I don't think a lot of people even get his humor because it's so dry. And a lot of the times he doesn't say it with a laugh. And I was going to say that I think that you guys are the same in that sense. I think that you're really great at improvising, Dad. And well, so wait, I think
can't read the script. Hang on one second. Oh, yes. I agree with you. I was trying to see the script.
I think that you bounce off each other really well and that you guys should have a podcast together.
Me and Theo should have a podcast. Is this your way of quitting?
No.
You quit. What a way to find out that your daughter no longer wants to work with you. Want Theo to take your place?
No, I don't.
Theo to take my place?
No, I don't. I'm just saying that if you were to do more than one podcast, which a lot of people do, or something else, even if it's not a podcast, I think you should work with Theo again. I'm a huge fan.
I like working with other people. I think we have a special guest that just showed up right now.
Just now?
I think so. I see people waving, so I don't know. I can't see around the corner out of the studio, but I see people. Oh, I see a special guest.
Oh, I do too.
I see a special guest. You can walk in, right?
Yeah.
You'd be part of it.
Come talk to us about all this other stuff.
Yeah, I'll call my son Alex in to adjust the camera. Right there in the middle seat.
Okay.
Let him know what those seats are.
He called them movie seats. You were making fun of me. It's not movie seats.
It's not movie seats.
No.
They're like theater seats.
No, read the plaque right there.
Oh my gosh.
This is backwards, man. I'm not arthritis. All right, so it says The Tonight Show, Jerry Springer, Johnny Carson, NBC. Oh, these are Johnny Carson seats?
Those are the front row from The Tonight Show.
Presented to Howie Mandel. Oh, they made it specially for you.
No, they didn't make the seats for me. The plaque they made for me.
The plaque for me. Yeah, okay, my bad. So you stole the seats and then you made a plaque. That's really cool, man. Are these the original?
Yes.
Okay.
Or do you think it's just
I don't know, man. It's a dumb question.
Now I realize I could make plaques and put them on anything and people will just realize. Now, if you don't recognize this voice... this is the voice of one of my favorite comedians there is. I did not know this comedian until about 3 years ago. Was it
four?
Three? It's four now?
4 years? Yeah, it's been 4 years. It's 2017.
2017, yeah. This young man went all the way to the finals on AGT.
Yeah.
Preacher Lawson!
Hey! Woo! Thank you for having me.
Hang on.
Good to see you.
Wait. He has an applause.
Oh, okay. Hold for the applause.
Okay.
It's not working.
It's working.
Yeah. There's been times where I've said jokes and I was like, is the battery dead on this crowd? Because y'all should have clapped. That was a good joke.
By the way, I want to clarify something. I was doing a major eye roll, like a sarcastic eye roll. I wasn't doing it because you entered the room. I was doing it because you were mentioning the seats again. So I want to make that clear.
Oh, okay. I was like, what happened?
I was like, oh, God, she's here. No, it wasn't you.
No, she says everybody who sits in, you have to explain that those are the Tonight Show.
These are legends.
Yeah, especially as a comedian. Every comedian that we ever knew played in front of those.
Yeah. You could tell these are original Johnny Carson seats because they're uncomfortable. So you want another chair? No, these are
you want another chair?
That's fine. Totally
bring
fine.
In Alex.
No, that's fine.
No,
who
I
needs
get
a booty?
It.
My booty's gonna fall off. I'm a really LMAFO, you know. All right.
This is an ongoing debate. That's an uncomfortable.
No. That's worse. That's worse. Get that Lego seat out of here. But
this is an ongoing debate too.
Well, you want to sit in the corner? You know what that is?
No, Dad. Stop.
Yeah, it's from that Eddie Murphy movie, Harlem Nights, in the corner when he was yelling at that big guy who's like, get your fat, nasty, greasy 14 hot dogs swallowing in the road without even breathing. That scene?
Nope. That's the center booth from Caesar's Palace. Preacher Lawson is in the house. What do you think of my daughter's hair, Preacher?
I think it's great. Did it change?
Well, not from when they manufactured it, but maybe from when she put it in. She's got.
Oh, is it longer?
It's fake. Yeah.
Jackie, it's fake?
Is it horse hair?
I don't know.
That's not a nice question.
It's horse hair.
Do you think horses are reincarnated white people? Because the fact that her hair, it looks like her hair.
You're looking at my daughter's hair and go, oh, that's got to be a horse. Why would you do that?
Yeah, why is that?
That's not a nice.
Thought?
Thank God it was her that said that.
I can't
that
see you, but I'm just looking
it's
at
Caroline.
You. Oh, what's up, Caroline? How you doing? Last time I seen you, I was drunk.
Yeah.
All right. Is that true?
Yeah.
Where did you see her?
It was at the Just for Laughs show.
Oh, were you drunk at the Just for Laughs show, Caroline?
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. I think I bought people like, well, they were free shots. So I was like, hey,
but,
guys.
But you say when you go, I'll buy you something. Yeah. You go to the free bar.
Yeah. I went to the free bar. I was like, hey, I'll take 8 shots.
Right.
And I went back to 7 people, and then 5 of them was like, we don't drink. And I was like, all right, well, I'll do it. And then I was like, pop, 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 pop. And then I got her some drinks. And then I just was like, I forgot my name at that point. So I started drinking last year because I was in, 2020. You know, someone got me some wine and we were in quarantine. And I was like, I'll try it out.
You didn't drink before that?
Not really.
No. Because, and I think that people follow you on Instagram. You're a health nut. You're like a vegan.
Yeah, I try to be healthy.
But you're a drinker.
I mean, I'm an alcoholic now. I'm drunk now. So they think I'm joking. But
speaking of Instagram, and if you don't want me to bring it up, and I'll cut this out.
Are you talking about recently?
Yeah. What? What are you pointing at?
I'm laughing. Yeah, man.
Vaccinations.
Oh
right?
My gosh, that was. You know, TMZ hit me up at the airport.
They did?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Oh, they were like, hey, well, they read it wrong, too.
Yeah. I thought this was one of the best posts I've ever seen. Did you think of this?
No, I didn't think. That's a meme.
No,
that's
it's
a meme.
An ongoing thing.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, and people think I thought of it, and I didn't correct them. I was like, you guys can keep doing that.
So why didn't you say I thought of it?
Hold on.
I thought it was his.
I tagged the guy in it. I said repost. And I put Daniel.
I didn't read that. I read one.
No one reads. That's the problem with this post.
So the post is, if you never saw this meme, 100. What?
I'm gonna call you out, Dad, because you told me about that. I didn't see it.
You told
me about this, and you said it was vaccinations. You got him.
I got myself.
No. He got himself.
I got myself.
I didn't see the original one. Okay. I saw him post that people who saw my previous post. So let's back up for those that don't know what we're talking about. There was a meme online that says, I 100% support mandatory vacations for everyone. If anyone refuses, then they should be forced. And what it is, the meme is, like me, mm-hmm. People don't see the word vacations. They think it's
vaccinations.
Vaccinations.
Yes.
So I didn't see you post this meme.
Oh, you did.
What I saw was you lost followers, right?
And
you
about 5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost 5,000 followers.
You lost 5,000 people that didn't read.
I know. Yeah. Bunch of idiots. I can't. Yeah.
Well, you just called your followers idiots. You just lost another 5,000 on our body.
But hold on. What's wrong with being an idiot? That doesn't mean you're a bad person. Okay. I'm an idiot. Hey, guys. I'm trying to get them back by doing self-deprecation. I'm a dumb person. Yes.
All right. I'm a dumb person. Yes.
I'm a dumb.
But this is the one that I saw. You wrote, I know a lot of people unfollowed me from my last post, but they'll be back. They're just on vaccination.
I wrote that one.
I know. Which I thought was really funny. I got confused by saying, like, I knew that you were making fun of the word vacation and vaccination.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the original meme existed.
Yeah.
So I thought you got in trouble for saying, and that's what I told you, I thought you got in trouble for saying everybody must get
vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah.
I did not read but it's funnier not to know that.
Yeah. Oh.
They're saying, what? Preacher, you might want to take off
sorry.
Your mask.
I didn't even know. How long has this been on here?
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I got COVID tested today. I'm negative. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Are you dating?
No, I'm not dating. You trying to hook me up? You got somebody? What's up, though? Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Cameron.
Caroline.
Caroline. What's up, Caroline? I guess I'm not single anymore.
Sweet.
Okay, I'm double, baby.
You bought her a drink and then makes it happen a week later.
Was it a week ago?
About a week ago?
How old are you, Caroline?
I'm 24.
She's too young.
Really?
Really?
Yes. 24 is too young.
Well, let's ask. That's a good point. Rich, what is too young?
For Preacher?
Listen, I feel like 20, like no one cheated on her yet. You know what I mean? Like she's not hurt. I need somebody that's, someone cheating on you yet? See, that's what I'm saying.
I've been through it.
She has to be hurt a little bit more.
Well, you want damaged goods.
Yeah. I want someone to be like, I'm never going to find anybody. And I'm like, here I am. Like, I'm going to keep you forever because I didn't think I was going to find them. I'm like, yeah, I'll be here. You know, I just need that. 25. When's your birthday?
November 11th.
I got to wait till November 11th. Then we'll get married.
He's got a birthday present for you, Caroline.
I got a birthday present. Hey, hey.
Package of me.
All right.
So uncomfortable.
Oh, sorry.
Caroline.
I'm not looking at you, though.
Are you open to this?
Well, if we're going to go into it, I will say that that night he was asking Abby to go places with him. So I don't go behind.
That's her roommate.
Her roommate. I don't go.
Okay. What, to go places? I never said let's go places. This is what I said. This is what I told Abby. I said, hey, Abby, I'm going to go around this corner and start making out. Feel free to join me.
Exactly.
That's all I said.
Is that what you said?
That's smooth. What are you talking about? That's super smooth.
It's super smooth if it works. If it doesn't work, you're alone in an alley kissing a wall.
Hey, she was walking with me. Okay, so y'all blocked anyway. But I just didn't. The only reason I'd hit on you, if I'm being super real, because I was like, you're Howie's assistant. So I was like, I don't want to hit on Howie's assistant.
Going too far. Oh, Dad, you're a cock block.
You are a block.
Don't say that. And you don't want to hear that from your daughter. Dad, you're a cock block. When has any father ever heard, Dad, you're a cock block?
I like how you just snitched on me. Wow.
I have to.
No, you don't.
She's my best friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But so she's your best friend.
You're the one that
I'm here and available. What kind of best friend?
What kind of friend are you?
I'm here to stand up for myself, but also her. So no. I'm a little bit of both.
I think she's offering you a menage.
How old is your cousin? I mean, not your cousin.
My cousin.
Whatever, your best friend. How's
she's 24, too.
Oh, okay.
But she'll be 25 in October.
But together, they're 48.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. That's a big number. That's a doable number.
I don't date. 48 is too old for me.
Have you had a menage?
Have I had a menage? What are you talking about, man? I don't know what that is. What's that?
It means a person and their roommate together.
What are you talking about? I've never done.
Do you remember when I said menage a trois on a ride in Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, oh my God, I'm having, I talked about this in my act. I took her to Disneyland when she was a little girl and she got on that and she goes, oh Dad, I think I'm having a menage a trois. And I go, what the fuck are you talking about? She goes, you know that feeling like you've been here before?
Deja vu.
She gets deja vu and menage a trois mixed up.
Yeah.
Being filmed too.
Yeah, it was on television.
Yeah.
They cut that part out because it was a Disney show.
Oh man, that would have been so funny.
Yeah.
That would have been like one of those Shrek moments where they say jokes that are for the adults as well.
Are you open to Caroline and her roommate doing them both around the corner?
First off, I mean, if we're going to be super honest, she offered that night. And then I was like, hey, listen, honestly, yep, she did.
I was like,
oh, you don't remember? Were you that drunk?
What?
Were you that drunk?
All I can't. I know is I went home with your goodie bag. So.
Oh, you went home with my goodie bags and you kept the goodies. Okay, listen.
What does that even mean are listening? You went home with his goodie bag?
Hey, listen,
you
we don't got to go into detail.
You show two strange girls your goodie bags? Not only do you show it to them, you give it to them and you say take it home and you don't go with
it?
with your own goodie bag?
Usually my goodie bags are attached.
What did you do with his goodie bags once you two girls got it home, Caroline?
I'm not going to say.
You got
it. Oh!
We're talking honestly.
Oh! I was going to run around the studio, but
you can.
I was like,
you can.
Okay.
You know you're attached.
I know I was attached.
Yeah.
It was too much thinking.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I wasn't thinking. You were going to do it, and then it was an afterthought. I better not do it.
Exactly.
And I should tell people what was in my mind, what they've missed out on had
exactly.
I just... No,
John,
I know.
I'll do it next time, though. I'll be ready.
This is so much better than everything I had planned for today. You know, I did a bunch of research for today's podcast and had all these things I wanted to talk about, but this is so much better. And I see Caroline keeps scrolling to all the things that we were going to talk about so that we get off the topic.
Well, you know what?
One of the things, bring up
Phil Vaughn being on the podcast.
No,
oh,
we already did that.
You did it? Okay.
Yeah, we already did that. But I see that they're talking about Logan Paul. Yeah, I got to say that in watching Preacher, you're really deep into the boxing now.
Oh, what are you talking about, man?
Ooh.
Did you see that?
I did.
1,000 times. I did 1,000 bunches.
Would you ever consider?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you looking at doing it? Like
I would totally do. Yes.
Would you fight Logan or Jake?
Yes. Yes.
Which one?
Both of them. I don't care.
At the same time?
At the same time.
No.
I would menage a trois. I'll fight them.
That's better than roommates.
I would way better than. No, but yeah, I would absolutely fight them.
No,
great.
But are you serious in your fighting?
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm pretty. Listen, I've already fought Bellator fighters, UFC fighters, and just pro fighters. I've already fought them in the gym. It just hasn't been on TV. And hey, and let me tell you
something. But isn't that different about sparring?
It's way different. Oh, it's way. But I still felt it. I mean, someone hit me so hard in the stomach, I hit that Kaepernick one time. I was like, ooh, Black Lives Matter. And I had to play it off. Yeah, I took a knee. Tried to play it off like I was praying. I was like, Jesus, play amen. Anyway, so let's get back to sparring. I just like to pray in the middle of punches. But, you know, sometimes it hurts and I realize I'm a comedian. But I do really well. You know, I do really well. I've never been dropped. I've never had a black eye. You know, I do get beat up. You're going to get beat up, but I do some beating up, you know.
So is this something you would like to pursue also?
Absolutely.
So why don't you make that known?
Well, I think
what he's doing right now.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. Hey, guys, I would love to do a match, but I think
do you have your eye on somebody, an opponent that you'd like
I don't hate anybody. You know
you have
I mean?
To hate somebody to...
You got to find someone that you're like, hey, you want to do a beef? You know? But I wanted to fight a comedian, but all the comedians want to do boxing. And all the comedian boxers that would fight me, they've been boxing for like 20 years. And I'm like, I'm not going to box someone that clearly will beat me up in boxing. But like Jake Paul and Logan Paul, they're trash.
What about Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan, I mean, I'll totally fight him just because he's Joe Rogan. But Joe Rogan's like, he's not going to fight me. He's too rich. He's a billionaire. Why would he come, you know?
But you think you could beat him?
Do I think he beat him in a stand-up fight? Yeah, I think he's slow. I think he's a way better kick. I think he kicks harder than anyone, but I think his kicks are... I'm not trying to diss you, Joe Rogan, but like I feel like his kick... I feel like he's kind of slow. And I feel like his box... He studied Taekwondo, so he's not really heavy on boxers. He's more heavy on leg kicks, and I think I can...
Do you think you can beat up my daughter?
You know what? No, I don't think I could.
I'm a black belt. She's a black belt.
Yeah, well, I'm a black man, so you can't hit me because we're in L.A. and it's 2021. Yeah. I'll scream. I really will. All right? You don't want me to do it. Okay. All right. Anyway. All right. You're a black belt for real?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, because I just didn't... You never do kicks...
I've never showed you my kicks.
I don't know. Like, you don't ever say, like, how you doing? You know, you never, like, try to do...
I don't bring it out. I don't show anyone.
Black belt in what, though?
Taekwondo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't think I remember how to do anything. I used to be really good, and I used to go to competitions and spar and stuff, but then I wanted to quit, and he said, you can't quit until you at least get your black belt, and I got my black belt, and then the day after, I quit.
Wow. I forced her to get a black belt. But I would go to the tournaments with her, and she doesn't like the violence. And yeah. She's a black belt.
It is weird. It is weird hitting somebody.
Well, she broke, in competition, much bigger people's, guys' legs. And they would, and then she would feel bad.
You broke people's legs.
And a nose. And a arm.
You broke someone's leg.
Leg.
Shin.
Wow.
Yeah, no, she was in, you know, on AGT this year, they have those international Taekwondo things. She used to do that, like fly in the air and kick wood. And
wow. Oh, I mean, the wood thing, that's like, you know, I mean, I don't know what those wood is, they're like made out of, you know.
Kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's super real.
No, guys.
It's like 2x4s. Yeah.
Speaking of AGT, you're also going to start your residency at the Luxor.
Yeah.
And you're going to be the host of the AGT Luxor show.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's really cool. Are you going to move to Vegas?
I'm moving to Vegas actually next week. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to be in Vegas. I can't wait to not be on the road anymore. I'll be honest with you. I love being on the road. I just can't. I don't like flying, like performing.
Exactly like me. People always go, do you love the... I hate travel.
I hate traveling.
I love what I do when I get there.
Exactly.
I feel like our job... I always said to people, like even no matter what you get paid, I said, you aren't paying me to stand on stage. I'll do that for free. Yeah. I will show up anywhere. What you're paying me for is to leave my house, go to the fucking airport, sit in a cigar case for... you know, hours, a little cigar thing, and then just be in an uncomfortable place where I don't know anybody. But once I get on stage, that's for free.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't like the traveling and the waking up and the not sleeping. You know,
you got to watch the show that me and Preacher did last week. He was talking.
It was great. That was better than my set. Everybody was like, "Man, that sketch was better than your set." I'm like, "You don't realize you're hurting my feelings right now." But but it was funny. It was so funny.
Your set was great.
Your set was fun. Yeah.
But people don't know. You watch it. It'll be on the CW. But
that's it right there.
Yeah, we don't need to play it on here because I want people to watch the CW show. We could maybe a piece of it, but I'll just tell you what it is. We did, how many years ago was this?
That was 2019.
So that's 3 years. I'll do the math. You sell. You just give me the numbers.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? He can say 2019, and I could like that come up with like that's 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was savant.
But I am not only I love Preacher. I love you as a human being and as a friend, but also and first and foremost because that was the first how I met you as a comedian. I think he's one of the most, you know, engaging, fun, escape. Shows that you could possibly see is Preacher Lawson on stage. And he blew me away so much that in 2019, when I was on the road, I said, how can I work with this guy? And I'm on the road too. And I said, is there any chance that you would do like a couple of shows with me? And he was nice enough to say, okay.
Nice enough. I was like, yes. I was like, what show do I need to cancel to go on the road with you?
No, but you weren't canceling shows. You were touring Florida at the time. And I happened to be doing dates in Florida. And I said, I'm coming down to Florida. How about like, will you do this little run of dates with me? And he said, sure. How do I get there? And I said, and as I said on the show, you know, I'm a little bougie when it comes to.
That's what I was laughing at. You're complaining about the travel, and I'm looking at this video in front of me at how bougie you are.
It's a private jet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Can I tell this? Can I tell a small story?
No, go ahead.
So before I went, I swear to you, the day before I was on, I was doing another show, and then they were like, some guy, he's like, where are you going next? And I was like, I'm going to do a show with Howie. And he's like, oh, I don't really like Howie. And I was like, what? Who doesn't like Howie? He's like, I did a show, and I was producing a show, and he got mad. And he started flipping out, throwing tables. It was really weird. It was out of his character. He was nice the whole time. And then one day he gets mad. And started throwing tape. It was weird. And I was like, I can't believe, I thought it was so weird. And then the next, almost like you planted this. I don't know if you planted this. But there was the next day, you know, he pranks me. Like we're going to, you know, do a plane crash. And which is so, yeah. Yes. He pranked me. You was in on it. Everybody was in on it. I hate y'all.
He's pointing at Rich.
I'm pointing at Rich. Yeah, right now. Y'all can't see. And so... And he starts telling me about all the pranks he did. He's like, yeah, one prank I did, you know, I got mad and I started throwing, you know, tables and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yo, Howie, like someone told me you did that, but they think you're serious. And then this is why I respect you so much. I thought it was crazy. I thought it was really cool. You're like, I don't care. It was a prank. You know, like you know who you are. You know you're a good person.
Right.
And I thought that was so funny that someone is going around like, I'm in there.
What was that? What was Wait. The one, Rich, who was the comedian that was on the road when I was throwing the chairs?
That was John Panette.
Oh, John Panette. I love John Panette. Do you remember John Panette?
Yeah, that's the skinny guy?
Yeah.
You really did that, and they had no idea that you were pranking them?
What was the joke?
Yeah, we had dressing rooms right next to his. So you'd say, Rich, come in here. And you bring me in your dressing room, John Finette could hear everything, and you were like, what the hell? You'd be throwing stuff, you're screaming, you're like going crazy. And then I would come outside, and John Finette would look at me, and he goes, dude, you can't let him talk to you like that.
So, it's funny, because my wife always says, your mother always says, like, who's the joke on? I know one person got the joke, but you walk out of the building, and 38 people think you're an asshole, yeah. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
I said, I don't care. Yeah. It's just, it's funny.
I think you ruined me, because after this prank, I started pranking everybody.
So I've always pranked opening out. I don't know if you know, we've talked about some of the stories on the show, but always the opening acts, whether I was standing close to them, you know, right before the show, and I'd have a squirt gun that they couldn't see at crotch level, and I'd be going, listen, keep it to 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and I'd be soaking the front of their pants, and they'd go, ladies and gentlemen, Preacher Lawson, and then you'd walk out there, and you didn't look down, you'd be soaked, and everybody'd be sweating, look, this guy pissed himself, and he's willing to go on. That's the true professional. Oh, so I would do things like that, and
that's so messed up.
It's really messed up. So this one, people are not going to think you could tell about. You want to tell this joke from your end?
What joke?
That I did on you with the flying.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell. Okay. So this is from my end. So I land and you know, Howie's like, you know, he walks in. He's like, hey, man, good to see you. And immediately I think Rich is on the phone in the corner and he's like, you can hear him talking like, you know, just kind of like frustrated. And he comes over. He's like, hey, Howie, you know, they're saying that they don't have a pilot for tonight. And then that's when Howie gets mad. And he's like, after he's just super nice to me.
So he's saying, we had pre-planned it. Me and Rich had pre-planned it. And I was saying that, because he said, oh, we're going to go on a private jet. I've never been on a private jet.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be cool. I go, that's cool. You're going to be spoiled. You're never going to want to fly a different way again. And then me and Rich planned to say, to make it seem like it was a lot more problematic than it was. So he's on the plane saying, we can't get a co-pilot. jets have to have two seats full. And the when he says they can't get a co-pilot in front of, right in front of him, and you could see it, it's on video, I go, I don't give a fuck. I'm taking off tonight. I paid all this fucking money. He goes, but there's the pilot doesn't, there's a storm out. The pilot doesn't want to take off. I don't give a fuck.
Safe. Yeah.
I go, you tell him I'll give $200 to somebody just to sit in that seat.
$200. To the janitor. And I was like, what? I just remember thinking, I was like, this is weird, man. But I was like, even though I was like, this is kind of weird, I was like, how he's been alive this long? So obviously, he knows something I don't know. That's what I was thinking.
He wouldn't just back out right there?
No, man, I was stupid. And also, I was like, well, I can't die. Like, I've never died in my life. So I was like, I should be good, you know?
No, but you could see the concern in
Why
the
you
video.
Knock on the wood? I'm not going to knock on wood because I can't.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if I die tomorrow.
Can you imagine the ratings on this episode of our podcast?
I know. It'd be so funny, though.
He predicted his own death on Howie Mandel Does Stuff. He predicted his, but anyway, so he hears that, but we called the co-pilot and we told him the joke we were playing, take off your uniform and act like you don't speak English. And
I walked on the plane and then the pilot's like, oh man. And this man he looking jacked up. He looked like he a dishwasher at Walmart. And then he walks out and he's like, hey, Howie, like this guy can't speak English. And then this guy, I don't know his ethnicity, but he's not white or black. He's Chinese or Asian. Sorry. He's the other one. And so he's the other one.
Is that politically correct? Is that the pronoun for that?
I'm trying to get you canceled, Howie. So he's
you didn't
the,
say it. Don't worry.
Yeah, you told me to say that though. You texted me earlier. Remember that when you texted me and you said when you tell this
pronouns.
Story?
Yeah, tell this story. I said fuck pronouns. That's
and then no, that he comes out and he goes, he's trying to speak English.
No, I said, are you okay with this flight? And he says, five.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was like, what? I was just so confused. I was like, this man can't speak English? Well, how is he gonna fly? And then Rich was like, hey man, I'm gonna be honest, guys. I don't feel comfortable preaching. What about you? And I was like, why would you put this? How we just started liking me? Like, why would you put this on me, man? And then, the pilot was like, hey, sit right here because we need you.
He said, how much do you weigh?
Oh, how much do you weigh? Yeah.
And you gave your weight real seriously. Yeah, like, he goes, oh, you're going to have to sit on this side of the plane for balance. And you collected your backpack, your books, your material, just like and moved over to the other side. As soon as he sat down, I said, preacher, I can't see you. You're on the same side as me. I'd like you to sit opposite me. Move there. And you explained to me very earnestly.
I was like, hey, man, he just told me that it's safer if I sit over here. So I think I should probably sit over here. And then you're like, man, get over here. And I was like, all right, well, I was already on TV. So I got my goal. You know what I mean? So.
And then you really smoothly. Go ahead. What are you going
to
say?
What happened? Like, why? When someone becomes a celebrity, why do people just listen to them? Like, why does Rich, you think Rich is listening to him? You think a pilot is listening to him? You just decide to listen to him?
I know
why?
I did. But I just felt like, I was like, well, I don't think I'm going to die. Like, I just didn't think I was going
to
die.
My,
I was like,
my daughter doesn't understand that just because you're a celebrity, why people listen to you. When she was a teenager, I used to say, go make your bed. And she would go fuck yourself.
Oh,
and I'd go, and go fuck off. And I'd go, honey, I'm a celebrity. You got to do what I say. I'm a celebrity. She doesn't understand that people listen.
Did you say that for real?
Fuck off?
Because shut up was a cuss word in my house.
It was a cuss word.
Shut up was a cuss word.
No, it was. I grew up where you couldn't say shut up.
Yeah.
My other kids didn't. This kid went through a rough time with me. And fuck off was... I said, how could you say that to me? She says, because you told me I can't say shut up.
Are you serious? That's funny. That's funny.
It wasn't funny at the time. But
no, it was hell. But now look at us. We're working together.
I know, that's crazy. Things.
And you didn't crash, and you're here.
No, I know I didn't crash, but I do hate you a little bit. You know, there's all that peace where I'm like, man, I can't believe how it got me like that. I was freaking out.
Yeah, and we were sitting with iPhones, and we were just your face. I've never seen you look... so serious. I couldn't figure out what was happening behind those eyes. It was just like thinking and staring. It was crazy.
I just don't feel like, so no one in my family has like passed away. Like, I haven't had anyone, I'm super lucky. Like, I had my grandfather pass away, my auntie passed away. You know, my grandfather passed away when I was 17, and I think when I was, like, 15, my auntie passed away. But she was, like, in a different state. I maybe seen her a few times, you know. So no one has been passing away. Like, everyone in my family, my grandma's still alive, all my aunties, my uncles, my cousins. Like, everyone's still, I mean, so it's going to suck, because when they start, you know, it's going to be like dominoes. But I just, it's what it is. But, I mean, I haven't experienced a lot of, I mean, I have friends die, but I just, no one's really like.
You keep saying, I haven't experienced death, but my grandfather died. I haven't experienced death at all. My grandfather and my aunt.
But no one like.
But,
and
you
all
know
my
what?
Friends.
And all my friends are dead. But I haven't really experienced.
All my friends are dead.
Are you talking about your own death that you haven't experienced yet?
No. But I just don't like. Yeah, it's not. You know, it hasn't.
No,
like,
don't say that. Don't say what they're typing. Because we can't. It's on CW. I'm saving it for CW. Oh, I don't want to.
We wanted the option, and if you ever wanted to cut it out, at least we had it for the future.
Okay, that's what you're listening to and what I'm talking to. They're saying, say to the people who are listening to the podcast that if you want to see the prank, it's on YouTube.
They told me to say it.
It's on YouTube right now?
No. Okay, so I'm going to tell you. Now we're going a little behind the scenes. This is meta. Okay, so what's happening is I started talking about it. Then I'm looking at the monitor.
The link could be to CW, could be to anything. We just want you to say if people want to see it.
I get it. So you were saying it, and I didn't want to say it. And then they put, Jackie, you say it. And before Jackie said it, I said no, because I gave the video to CW. They have exclusivity. But then once they don't have exclusivity, it'll be on YouTube. But still, if you haven't seen the prank, go to YouTube and watch some of my other stuff. It's really good.
You have a lot of other
still
pranks, too.
Still not what
too.
I said, but it's okay.
Okay, what did you say? Now we're
I
not
said
getting
you were going to link to the CW special.
Okay, that's a better idea. Will you say it then, Alex?
You say it, Alex. You say what you want us to say.
Say what you need to say.
If you want to see the prank video that they're talking about now, you could click the link in the description below to check it out.
And if you've done it and it's not there yet, it's because the CW hasn't allowed us to. But maybe you're listening to this months from now, and then it is up. Is that good, Alex?
That's perfect.
Alex's voice changed. Oh, that's your Minaj speech.
Yep, that's my Minaj right there.
All right, so then, I don't know what we were talking about. But at least we got a lot of our post-production.
Caroline suggested that we prank call Terry Crews. I'm thinking that we prank call...
Abby.
No,
Abby.
Her boyfriend. That's horrible.
Hey, can I do it? I got it. Let me do it.
That's
you've been talking to my you've been talking to my girl.
Honestly, it would make my day.
Oh, let's do it. Then. Let's
you call,
it.
Let's call your boyfriend.
I could be the voice.
I want to call your girlfriend. Your boyfriend.
What?
It's Abby.
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 You could call Abby.
Oh, Abby's the cousin.
No.
Abby's
that's what I keep. I don't know why
Abby's
I keep calling her cousin.
Looking one.
Okay, what's.
Abby is right there with dark hair. Abby's a cousin. I don't know Abby. Abby just joined us.
Oh, what Abby. You're Abby.
No, Abby. No, what's your cousin's name?
Mother, that's father. I feel like we're missing. Okay, all right. So you're Abby.
No.
Who's Abby?
Abby's the one you try to take behind the corner.
Could you just quit describing her like that? Why can't you just say my roommate? Just say my roommate. You snitching on me in front of all these cameras. All right? Anyway, so listen, guys. I've been saying
how did she get in the way? So you said, I'm going to go around the corner, start making out.
Feel free to join me, which is a really good line.
Okay.
And and then she started walking with me. And then her and my manager were like, hey, guys. And I was like, mother God. I was like, hey, what's up, y'all? And then we just played it off, and I knew she was going to tell it later on. But listen, I would have been you would.
Why
been
did you stop it, Caroline?
I didn't stop.
Listen,
well,
Caroline, you were going to be the option, but then it's like, you know, I didn't want to ruin the relationship with you and Howie. So I was like,
oh my
yeah,
God.
Man, you shouldn't have been. I was going to get you fired.
If
I was going to.
If you spent time, do you,
I was going to tell.
You think if you spent time with Caroline that
I'm going to get you fired, Caroline, so we can date, okay?
No, but if you,
I'm going to tell your boss that you called me the N-word, and then what? You'll get fired. And that way, we can be together forever. All right?
I have a legitimate question.
I got an answer.
So you just asked right now how old Abby was. Right
which
now.
Which is the cousin.
No, which is the one that you asked to make out with.
Oh, Abby's Abby's.
Yeah, the roommate.
Yeah.
Does it not scare you at all not to find out the ages before you ask to make out with them?
No, because the ages, if we're making out, legal is fine for me. But I'm talking about, if we're talking about dating, I don't want to date a 24-year-old. I feel like, I just.
Who are you calling?
We'll see.
you talking or I'm talking? Who's talking?
That's you. That's you. That's you asking me if you're talking. You're hearing the voice. If you hear the voice and it's coming out of you, it's you.
No,
I'm now this is me talking. What are you asking?
You want me to leave a voicemail?
All right. I'll try it again.
Here we go. Oh.
Well, now you
know.
No,
I feel like the better.
Well, it doesn't matter. We could start with everything and then we start with something.
The better one would be Caroline's boyfriend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can we call your boyfriend Caroline?
I just feel like that's the worst idea ever.
Are you saying that to my daughter, that my daughter comes up with bad ideas?
I mean.
So wait, you were calling. You're Abby. No. Okay, you were calling Abby. This is too many names. Caroline, Abby. What's your name again?
Who are you pointing at?
I'm pointing at her.
The cousin.
The cousin.
What's your cousin's name?
What's your cousin's
That's
name?
Alicia.
Alicia? Oh, she never said her name.
Right.
Oh.
Well, I'm thinking once in her life she might have.
She might have said it once? Okay.
Yeah. So you checked in with Abby, Caroline, and you said we're going to call you. I'm dialing this number.
This is the conversation. Answer your phone. No. Just do it. It's Howie. And then she said, I said he wants to talk to you. And she's like,
please leave your message.
No, that's not. So she doesn't. So let's call your boyfriend.
No.
Yeah.
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 No, because it's going to turn into a thing.
That's what we're hoping.
Can we call my ex? That'd be great.
That would be awesome. Let's do that.
Who's your
ex? I'm just playing. That's a horrible idea. No.
Your ex that I knew?
Yeah, that's a horrible
idea. The singer?
Yeah. That's a horrible idea, though.
Why?
Is it someone famous?
She's kind of. She's people know her, you know.
She had a hit, right? Or she had a song
on the chart. Had a couple. I mean, when I first met her, like I was talking to my brother, I was like, "Hey, you know who so and so is?" And then he was like, "Yeah, I got her on my playlist." And I was like, "Oh snap, I'm talking to her." I didn't say I was talking to her, but I was like, "Hey, I'm talking to her."
But when he said playlist, that wasn't music.
You just keep.
Okay. What is wrong with your Abby? Okay, talk to her cousin. She's here.
Alicia. Hey, she did a flirty wave at me, girl. You better, what?
A flirty wave. What's a flirty wave?
It wasn't like, hi. It was like.
Her girlfriend is right next to her.
Dang it, man. I'm also gay, though. So whatever. I can't see your girlfriend. But anyway, people think I like women because I used to. But then, you know, I decided to use this as an excuse when I get rejected. So whatever, man. Oh, my gosh. Is she right there?
Yeah.
Well, don't wave to me like that. Oh, hey, what's up? And she look like she can whoop my.
She doesn't all have right. A flirty wave. She's you know that she's got a weird.
Why are y'all making it this weird awkward wrist for me? As soon as I walked in, y'all were like,
born.
Let's ruin Preacher's life.
No,
you started talking about me hitting on Abby, and then you was like, oh, this is Alicia, and then she waved to me, and then you were like, she got a girlfriend, engaged, and then it's like, I'm just y'all want to ruin me. That's what y'all want to do. Y'all want to? Can you beat up Joe Rogan? Oh yeah, let's make Preacher's life horrible. Man, that was the whole plan to set me up. Howie, you trying to set me up?
No,
that's what y'all doing. Y'all trying to set me run around the stage.
What's up, Rob?
You dropped something.
I dropped something. It was my charger. It was my charger.
Okay.
It's a portable charger.
Oh, wow. Wow.
There was no point of running, but I was like, I need to run at some point as a callback. So yeah. I was like, this is my opportunity.
That was great. That was great.
I'm so taken off guard. Where do we even go from here?
We should try to call Terry. But we should call Terry Crews. But Terry Crews is working today. Today is an AGT day.
It is an AGT day.
Yeah, but
he'd be so.
He won't answer the phone.
You don't think
really?
So?
What is the prank? What do you want? You want to talk to? Have you been calling Terry to ask him about tips for hosting the show? You
I saw Terry.
I spoke to him 2 weeks ago. I just called him because I was like, I was going through a moment, and I was like, hey man, I was like, hey, man, can I, I text him. I was like, hey, can I talk to you on the phone? And then it was like 5 seconds ago, ring. He was like, hey, man, I decided to call you now. Because if I don't call you now, I'm not going to call
you.
He's
a good guy.
Yeah. And then he was just really cool. And he just was like, you know, he was just giving me some game. And I really appreciate it. I did it to you. I was like, hey, pal.
We call, but we're buddies.
Yeah.
We're buddies. And you can call
except
me.
Except now you're trying to set me up just like you did the plane. You know, he just loves playing me.
I wasn't playing you. I heard you were sitting down.
She got a boyfriend. Abby don't like me. Alicia married. I mean, it's just like, what is going on? You asked me if I was single, and I was like, oh, snap. You got options for me.
I did.
My brother's
my
single.
Options are good.
Your brother's single? How old is your brother, though?
He's right here.
That's, you know, Alex.
How old are you, Alex?
He's over the 30.
You're too old for me, man. Alex, I would love to, man. You're over 30, though.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Under 30, over 24 is my rule.
Preacher, I would love you as my son-in-law.
I would be a good son-in-law.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wish I could be gay, man. That'd be great. You know? That'd be cool. Because then it would just, I wouldn't
watch, have to. Watch. You know, you might be treading down a path right now that can get you canceled. Funny and staying on the air don't seem to match anymore. There was a time when, as a comedian, you could say anything. Yeah. And this way you can't even. I
don't know, man. I feel like you could still do that. I just feel like you have to be branded as that. You know, Andrew Schultz?
Yeah.
He says whatever.
Right.
He says whatever. I mean, right. he says some wild stuff.
Right.
But he's always been like that. Me, I don't go on stage cussing. I just started cussing last year, to be honest.
Drinking and cussing.
I just started cussing and drinking last. I know, I'm changing. I am changing.
RGT has been good
Howard
for you.
Howard Stern never gets canceled, and he says stuff.
You know, that's his thing, though.
That was his thing before, and he never changed. The thing about it is, like somebody like me, I'm on an ad-supported show, you know? Yeah. Then I have to stay in line, which is really tough. You know that. You know me better than anybody. It's hard for me to be politically correct.
Man, because comedians are. They say some wild, I mean, just in the green room talking to comedians, they say some wild stuff. That's why I don't get offended, because I've heard everything.
But there was a time when I was young where even not being a comedian, if you said something and somebody turned around like you offended them, you go, I was just joking. I was just, oh, it was a joke.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man, you can't even put vacation on memes anymore.
I was going to say, you almost got canceled for mandatory vacation.
There's so many.
Did any of those 5,000 come back after you?
I mean, people came back, but I lost way more than that came back. Because they didn't. There's some people that seen it, I'm sure, and were like, unfollow. They didn't read it.
Right.
You know, because when I first seen it.
But isn't that funnier? I always say to Jackie, she'll go, that joke is like, people aren't getting it. People, yeah. I like when I post something and they. Almost, I like it more when they don't get it. And they're going, like, exactly, a great example is what you just did. I love that they misinterpret and they get angry. And they go, fuck you. Isn't that funnier than just saying, hey, that's a good meme?
I think it's probably not the smartest idea, but it is funnier, you know? I think a lot of things.
But isn't it smarter to be funnier when your job is a comedian?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I keep, I mean, there was this one time, right? Okay, so this year, I probably lost, on April 1st, I lost around 10,000 followers.
Yes.
And because
epic ideas always lose. That's how he decides how good the idea is. Yeah. This last one, he only lost 5,000.
I only lost 5,000.
April Fools, he lost 10,000.
I only lost 10,000 on Instagram. I don't know how much I lost on Facebook or, you know, Twitter, whatever.
Tell us.
So April 1st, I said I was opening up an OnlyFans. And then I was on the bed with a pillow on me, and I was like this, and I was like, click the link for OnlyFans. And then I guess people thought I was doing OnlyFans, but I did make an OnlyFans account, right?
Okay.
But I didn't make, like, I didn't post anything, but I just made it to see, you know, to complete the trick, I guess. And then I seen how many people clicked on it. And I would have made $250,000 within 6 hours.
Joke's on you.
I know. I was like, I should have.
April Fools.
I was like, I'm dumb. I'm the dumb one. I should have, you know, it showed me how many people clicked on it.
Right.
And it showed me the traffic. And I was like, what? This ain't even real. Well, it wasn't
so
at first.
So why wouldn't you do the OnlyFans?
I wouldn't. I don't need to see people seeing my dang-a-lang chang dang.
That was the end of the joke, and then people left you because you didn't actually make an OnlyFans?
No, they left because I made it. He was on OnlyFans because he made a porn site.
Yeah.
So what?
Well,
wait. Don't say so what. My daughter's going, so what? I made a porn site? I don't want to hear my daughter say so what.
I would never not be a fan of someone just if they had an OnlyFans.
Well, so I did a poll on my story, and yeah. I said, do you like clean comedy or you just like comedy? And, I mean, it said 10% I like clean comedy and 90% said they like comedy, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Before that, it was bigger. It was way bigger. So a lot of people like me because they're like, okay, I can bring my whole family to a show, right?
Right.
And so now, when they see the comedian that they can bring their whole family to the show, bring up OnlyFans.
You don't think I deal with that every day?
That's like you've had people ask for money back because they brought their kids,
so I've
right?
been doing, you know, yeah. comedy for 45 years.
Yeah.
So when they see me live someplace, you know, as you were just saying, Jackie, yeah. people come because they watch America's Got Talent yeah. with the whole family. They yeah. bring the kids to
or
the
Bobby's
show.
World when you were doing
Bobby's World or all that. Yeah. And then I do, you know, I have my favorite routine is all about Dick. And then they go, well, we didn't know that. We brought the kids here. Well, and I'd say, you know, well, so then tell them it's Richard.
What's your favorite routine?
I don't have a favorite Dick routine. I just used.
You're not even that dirty, to be honest with you. You're not. I mean, you have.
I'm not that dirty, but I could not do my routine on network television.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's when I was listening to you on Theo Von, and I was looking at the
which
comments.
Is so dope, by the way. That's so cool. When I seen that, I was like, I can't wait to watch that. That's a cool dynamic.
Yeah, I thought so too. But I saw you do, which I wish I didn't hear this joke, with mom being pregnant and the butter on the table. Whatever. It was disgusting.
Oh my God.
I saw all the comments under it going, I didn't know Howie Mandel talk like that. Like, because people only know you from.
That wasn't dirty.
That wasn't dirty.
No, that was a family how-to pregnancy, having children, creating a family. What I was talking about. If you didn't hear this.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what she was saying.
Oh, when it's disgusting. When somebody is like in their eighth or the third trimester, they're really pregnant.
Yeah.
But you still want to have sex.
Yeah.
You don't want to put any weight or pressure on top of her.
Yeah.
On top of the baby.
Yeah.
You don't want her to have to do a lot of work because you don't want her to overexert. So this is just a how-to. This is a Martha Stewart kind of thing. If you want to have sex, we would spread butter or margarine or oil all over the dining room table. She lies on the dining room table naked, and you just grasp both ankles and then easily slide her back and forth to the end of the table. You stand upright at the end of the table, and it's a slide in, push out, slide in, push out, slide in, push out, slide in, push out, slide in.
Dad!
I'm not finished yet. Slide in, push out.
I'm glad you didn't get to the end of that. So
no, my daughter didn't let us finish. It's so real when your kid comes in right in the middle and you have to pretend you're doing something else. Honey, it's not what you thought.
I just don't. I mean, the fact that you're putting butter. I mean, coconut oil would be better, but fact that you're taking butter and you're like, all right, I can't wait to like, girl, what the things I'm gonna do? That one move I'm gonna do to you, I can't. And you got to spread it out.
Yeah.
I think that's just a lot of, you know. That's a lot of work. You take your hand and butter. You take a butter knife.
I love that your only problem with that story is how do you spread the butter?
We just lost 10,000 followers. I'm just kidding, actually. It's giving me anxiety.
What's giving you anxiety?
It's just a story. I don't know.
Yeah.
To hear what happened to you 2 months before you were born?
What happened to me? Oh, ew.
What happened to you? Oh.
That was when I was in there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm surprised you don't have twins.
Ew. But she can't see clearly out of her left eye.
I really want to talk about the other stuff that I researched. Do you want to talk about celebrities glitching or something else like that?
I don't celebrities know. Glitching.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
You haven't heard of... Okay. I am obsessed with TikTok. Are you on TikTok? You are on TikTok, and you're big on TikTok.
I know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
I don't really post on there, but when I do, it just gets like a bunch of...
Yeah. No, I saw.
That's what social media is supposed to do.
So anyway, it's great.
You're acting... he goes...
they don't love me that much on Instagram.
He goes, when I put stuff in there, then a lot of people watch it. I don't know what it is. I'm not big on this.
So there's this whole thing now about celebrities glitching and that they're in like this matrix and they don't have a soul and you can see when they glitch on live television.
Oh, really?
What do you mean?
So I brought this up to like show you. I've never seen it before, TikTok, but it's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Let's watch this. What is it?
She literally glitched live on television and started tweaking.
This account posted the video and started talking about it. Yeah, I'll show you the clip.
Did you see her glitch? Cardi B just like glitch and
what
freeze.
Is a glitch?
She freezes like in the matrix. Yeah. And then there's a bunch of people that do it.
What?
Wait, not that. Go back.
My favorite guy on TikTok is a guy with the red shirt.
What?
The guy with the red shirt.
You want to just narrow
it's the
it
most
down?
Offensive comedy. I mean, it's just my favorite.
The guy with, is that what it's called? The guy with the red shirt?
No, there's a guy with the red shirt. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody? 24-year-olds, 23-year-olds? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, the kids know, the guy with the red shirt. No.
There's a guy, he has a red shirt, and I don't know his name. Doesn't matter. Okay,
but he's got the red. Gone. Well, anyway, go to TikTok and look for the guy with the red shirt. That's a tall order if that's not his
Kevin
name.
Kevin Hart, Selena Gomez, Snoop Dogg.
Gordon. So they glitch.
The guy with the red shirt. She's looking up the
guy. Oh, look. Well,
I don't think he's going to pop
the
up.
Glitches. Okay,
wait, here he is. Zero follower. Wait.
He's not going to
pop. The red shirt guy?
I don't know his name, but he has.
What does he do?
He just does sketches, but he'll say something, and then he puts on a red shirt, and he does this right here, and he's always offensive. I can't really explain it.
Like Dr. Evil?
Yeah, like Dr. Evil, pretty much. I guess that's where he got it from.
I don't know, but this glitching thing, I don't think is a
thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, it is. That maybe the Cardi B wasn't a good one. There's
that
other
wasn't
ones.
A good
there's
one. But
like
how many
shot?
People even looked at this?
You talking about when she just looked mad like that?
No, you'll see. They freeze. Like, celebrities just
so
freeze.
So isn't that just the internet?
Oh, there he goes!
Is that him?
This is funny. So this is when Nate Robinson gets knocked out by Jake Paul.
Yeah, can I get a Big Mac? Or what? What do you mean, or what? Can I have a Big Mac? What you gonna do if I don't give you the Big Mac? Do y'all not have Big Macs? We have them, but what you gonna do if I don't give it to you? What do you mean if you don't give it to me? Like, why wouldn't you? Oh, what you trying to do, Nate? Why your hand move? What you trying to get into?
That laughing guy.
Bro, I'm just go.
That's it?
Oh, okay.
Okay, listen.
That's your favorite.
That's
listen,
your favorite that's your person favorite on TikTok. Okay,
let me explain. People, let me explain.
You better, because I you're one of the funniest guys I know. You know comedy.
I went out with somebody that beautiful.
Listen, he's glitching.
He's a celebrity. Okay, listen, guys. I just feel like we watched the wrong one.
I do too. We're on the same page. You're on the same page.
Hey, listen.
You know what my favorite comedy of all time is? There's a guy with a red shirt. Oh, my God. This is amazing. Okay. He does the hamburger, the Big Mac.
Listen.
Will you order a Big Mac?
We shouldn't be mad at me. Let's be mad at Caroline for picking the wrong video. I can't believe you had one job, Caroline.
I'm already mad at Caroline for not showing the real glitching, too.
Well, remember, Caroline still...
thank you. Yeah, where's the real glitching at, Caroline? I mean, come on.
He's glitching.
Al Roker?
Yeah, he glitches. Look, watch. It's live, and he just freezes like that for a good minute.
That's not a glitch. He's doing a funny thing. That's Wendy's.
She got some tickle bitties.
Wendy Williams.
That's Wendy Williams. That's not a glitch. Those are her. No, oh, that's when she passed out.
Yeah, I remember
that's
that.
When she was
which
sick.
Was not. Yeah, it's not.
That's not a glitch. Yeah. That's not funny.
And it's not even funny. It's
not
funny.
I'm not talking about that. Okay, whatever.
Well, why is it in the montage of glitches?
I don't know. I didn't.
Who that?
Caroline found this montage.
Cardi.
Okay, yeah, this is not a good.
Whatever.
You should have done more research.
I can't believe that this is. I mean, come on.
All right, never mind.
That's not glitches. Those are just people who in the moment are.
That man is not that dark. I don't know what kind of. I don't know. Okay, there he goes. That's a regular.
It's a thing, though. For anyone that wants to look into this, glitching is an actual thing.
Do you really believe that?
Well, after I watched all these videos, yes. We're just not watching like all the videos, but
okay. There
is. Go on TikTok or look it up. There's a bunch of videos of celebrities glitching live on TV. Like Eminem glitches. Who are you calling? Abby again?
Caroline's boyfriend.
She doesn't call him Abby.
I think your friend is glitching, Caroline.
What are we going to say to her?
Answer unknown.
Let's make it more awkward for Preach.
You told her who the call was, so it's not unknown.
I don't know.
She said no. She doesn't want to talk. So
we could call Terry.
No. Terry's working.
Who's something I want to prank? Can we prank my mom?
Yeah.
Just prank my mom.
What do you want to say?
Oh, snap. I don't know. Where's my phone at?
Well, there's your charger. You took the run.
Oh, here goes my phone. My phone's right under the table.
Look at it. Oh, my God.
I got it.
I think he's twitching. I can't tell if he's twitching or twerking.
Yeah, yeah. I can't help but I got a donk. All right. When I sit down, I'm the same height. That's how big my booty is. All right. So I'm gonna give you my mom's phone number. All right.
Okay, just text it to me.
I'll text it to you.
So what are we gonna do?
Okay.
She's a funny lady. She's not gonna know that you're joking.
She's not gonna know. No, I mean, I'm not gonna. You call her.
Okay. What are we gonna tell her?
You can tell. I mean, don't say anything like I got
no,
in the car.
No, I won't say that. I'm
I did
a parent.
That to her, and I did that to her with that, Justin. And,
that was funny.
No, she was crying. But I mean,
that was your prank. Tell her that your brother was in a car accident.
It was April 1st. I thought she would catch on to it.
You lost 10,000 followers and your mother.
Oh man. Okay. All right.
Well, let's think of it first.
You're okay. I just texted it to you.
No, I know, but I'm not going to dial it until we think.
So what's a good prank for her? She's in Hawaii right now, and I think she got a job as a teacher. So you can call her and be like, hey, you know, we're the, something like we're the people from Hawaii or something like that.
We're the people from Hawaii.
And then we just
hello, this is the people from Hawaii calling.
And you're fired.
No, don't.
Don't do that. Don't do that. No. Is that mean?
But I can do, all right, let's do that. And let's talk about that. We're calling from the Board of Education, Hawaiian Board of Education.
Yeah.
And like everything else, we do background checks. Okay.
Oh my God.
And you are you related at all to Preacher Lawson?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we saw some posts of Preacher. one from April Fools. And this does not fit our.
Oh my God.
You know, what was the April Fools where he lost everybody? Man. He said, what did he say? What
only
was your.
Fans.
Oh, only fans. Oh, yeah, your son
but
is
no,
on OnlyFans.
No, the vaccination one. You just use the vaccination.
I will, but I'll start with the OnlyFans.
Okay, the OnlyFans.
And the vaccination.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's.
Oh my gosh.
Will she answer an unknown
yeah,
number?
She probably going to be like, I don't even like him.
Really?
I don't know. She loves him.
What's her first name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly Lawson?
Yeah, Kimberly Lawson.
No.
Okay. What?
Dad, that's not the right one.
Oh.
That's Abby.
Okay, I'm calling Abby. No, I'm calling. I got it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'll do an accent, too. I don't know. I don't know why. She's probably with Abby.
No one answers.
Why don't they answer?
Block number. Maybe you should get a phone, like, just for prank phone calls.
Kimberly.
Yeah, she's not answering.
Well, thank you.
Your call has been forwarded.
Okay, Kimberly doesn't answer.
Dang, man. That'd have been good to prank my mom, man.
That would have been good, and that's a good prank, too. Let's try one more time.
You want to prank my manager?
Yeah, we could say we looked at his posts.
You should call and say Preacher isn't doing the show anymore in Vegas.
I like that. You should call as and be like, hey, Preacher wanted me to call you and let you know he's replacing you as management.
Yeah, you should replace him.
Okay. Or we can also send me his or her. Is it a he or her? Who is it?
It's a he.
Oh, it's
Zach.
Yeah, Zach. I know who they are. The management company. All right.
Well, except from Fremantle, is hosting the anti-vaccine porn.
Anti-vaccine porn.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me his number.
Okay, I just sent you his number.
Okay.
His name is Zach Waxenberg.
Wow.
Yeah.
A Jewish manager. Who's ever heard of that?
He's actually black.
Yeah, but so was Sammy Davis Jr.
You're right. Very true.
Okay.
All right. Hello?
Hi, this is Zach.
Hi, I'm looking for Zach.
Yeah,
my name is Colin. Yeah, my name is Neil Frumos, and I'm with HR at MGM Properties. Do you represent Preacher Lawson?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be doing the AGT show at the Luxor. Okay, so we do, obviously we've done and background checks. We didn't know who to talk to. I'm calling you. This is the first call. We have found some of his posts inappropriate for our liking. In the last week, he's had an anti-vax post. And on April Fool's, he put up, we noticed he has an OnlyFans account.
Not an actual one.
No, we checked into it. He has actually subscribed, and he does have an actual OnlyFans account.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like pornographic that's been posted in that.
No, but the point is that is a, you know, for all intents and purposes, it is a porn site, and we are a family property, and so he has an OnlyFans account and also an anti-vax post. We don't like to have any of our employees be political or in any way, you know, offensive to our customer base.
Totally got it. I'm happy to talk to him. I'm sure it won't be a problem to take anything down.
Well, we're thinking of, we're calling, we were just got off the line with people at Fremantle.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon DeBoning.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that it is possible to replace the host. So Sharon DeBonity is the one that is suggesting that, but I said I need to talk to his representation directly.
We can get this all taken care of. What was Sharon's last name?
DeBonity.
Sorry, can you spell that?
I really don't know how to spell it.
Okay, can you repeat it one more time?
Yeah, Sharon DeBonity, please.
Does it start with a D or a B?
I'm sorry?
Does it start with a D or a B?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to spell it. The money.
Okay. Sharon from Fremantle.
No, Sharon the Bonner works for Fremantle. She was is contracted by Fremantle. She does not work directly for Fremantle. When I was speaking to Mr. Money and we were on the phone for a good half hour, she tried to explain to me how, you know, it was done in the name of humor. But Mr. Bonnerby said, even in humor, it is something that is taken seriously by our customer base. So what is the next step? Are you going to call a preacher?
I mean, yeah. Like I said, I'm happy to call. I'm sure you'd take anything that you want taken down.
The point is that I don't think we're going to go ahead with the contract. I would, but Mr. Bunner said that it's not something that she's interested in.
Okay, I need to speak to him.
Okay, you call him and you tell him. I think he's aware of, I think that she might have reached out to him.
I need to get Preacher's larger team involved.
Is a larger team? What team am I speaking to? Is this the small team? Because I'd like to speak to Preacher's larger team.
Excuse me, sir. I'm one of Preacher's managers. He has two managers. He has an agent. There's a few people involved.
You're not going to impress me with the larger team, sir. What I'm saying is, and I'm speaking on behalf of myself, MGM, and DeBonini.
I'm aware. I'm just saying, I'm not impressing anyone. There's just more people that are involved in this.
Well, the one person that says yay or nay for us is Miss DeBonini. So it's up to what DeBonini says goes. If DeBonini says yes, it's yes. If DeBonini says no, it's no. And that's where we draw the line.
All right. Can you hang on 1 second?
Yes. Do you want me to get DeBonini on the phone?
Yeah, I'm going to get...
Oh, the larger team? We're getting the larger team together. All right.
I'm going to try. Can you just hang on 1 second?
No.
Where's the hostility? Why is like their hostility?
Hostility. It didn't come from me. It came from Sharon DeBonnington. And she was being hostile. We're just trying to comply. It is a customer-based service, and that's what we're doing. You're telling me that the team I called is too small, and this is a job for the larger team. I can't deal with a larger team. I'm dealing one-on-one with you. Sharon DeBonnington dealt with me and only me. And didn't ask for a larger team. That's where I'm drawing the line. Okay. You know what? Stop screaming. This is not worth it.
I'm not, sir, I'm not screaming at all.
Then there's no reason to be this upset. Please keep your voice down and let's deal
on a like human beings here.
Yeah, no, sir. Absolutely.
Please stop screaming. There is no reason to get this. You're taking this overboard. Sir, I will call you back when you calm down.
No, I'm not.
I will call you back when you calm down.
I'm not screaming at all. I don't know what.
I will not take this kind of behavior. I hung up.
Oh my God.
You want to call your manager? Or do you want to deal with. Do you want to call the larger team?
Oh my God. The last name.
Let's see how long it takes for him to call.
He's going to be calling everyone else. I should probably call him now.
Before he calls the larger team?
Yeah.
I'll have Preacher plug his phone in.
Well, I can just call back the same.
Just call him. Just call him back.
And you can talk.
I'll be like, man, that was Howie.
Don't let it go. Let him explain to you what he heard.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
Say, did you get a call? I want to see how he explains it.
Hello?
Hey, hello? This is Zach.
Yeah, this is
Preacher.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good.
Did you get a call?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Trying to figure it out. Did somebody contact you?
Yeah. I think it was some guy. He got a call from Sharon the morning, and I guess he was saying he's going to call my team or something like that.
Yeah, he reached out kind of just like freaking out. And then he hung up. So I'm trying to get into what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, what's going on? He didn't like give me all the detail. He said he was going to speak to you. He was like upset with, I guess, some post.
He was saying that they were upset with like the anti-vax post and the fact that you have a OnlyFans page, but told him that it was.
But I don't
jokes.
Have any like photos. I don't have any photos or videos or.
I know. Let me get into all this and I'll call you back shortly.
Can I talk to you for a second? Can I talk to you for a second? Zach?
How are you?
Zach?
Yeah.
This is Howie Mandel.
Amazing.
Oh my God. Now I listen. He's not laughing. So
that was great. That was great. I couldn't tell. I was kind of trying to figure that out, but
sir, calm down.
Hold on, Howie. You're on my podcast.
Oh, amazing. I was gonna say, am I gonna be in another show?
No. That's can I be honest with you? That was a prank. Sharon the enemy never called me.
Yeah.
Sharon the enemy doesn't even know my number.
Oh my God.
The enemy is not anybody I've ever met.
That is well done.
Thank you. There's no reason to scream at us, Zach. Please.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're like, what's the rush? What's
I'm with the same management company.
Yeah,
I know Zach. I've known Zach for years, but he didn't recognize my voice.
No, you threw it really well.
You started off with a different voice and transitioned back to regular Howard.
Well, that's the money effect. All right, Zach. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Thanks, Howard.
All right, bye.
Talk to you later.
Bye. That was fun.
He probably texted already. He texted everybody.
Yeah, the larger team.
You can hear him on the back of the phone just... Okay, no, I'm not freaking out. I just you could hear him like texting everyone else.
He played it so cool though.
Yeah. He did, but yeah. And he gave you some fodder for like closing the deals on these Caroline and Abby things.
Yeah,
you go. You know what? I don't need you. I have a larger team. I don't just have a team. I've got two teams, and one is larger.
I got
than
a
the
larger
other.
Team. Yeah. For that Sharon unknown to me, Brad. Oh my God. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
How do you spell that?
Oh, man. You said, I don't know how to spell that. But Sharon unknown to me. I can't believe he stayed on the phone. Like
that's how much he cares about you. You know, that's good management. Because even if it's about you and you go, you know, I'm not going to take this shit and that's it and goodbye, they hang up and that's it. But what if it's your career?
Yeah.
What if he's that was a great litmus test that you were with the right management company.
Oh, cool.
And great litmus test that we have a great person on our podcast because you have made the time fly like it has never flown before.
Thank
buddy,
you.
I would continue if you ever need me for anything, I will be there. I will show up. I love you. I love your
you
family.
Too, man.
And you are the funniest. Go family. Check out everything Preacher Lawson does on all his platforms.
My cheeks hurt.
I don't know that I've recommend checking out the guy with the red shirt, but Creature,
he's funny. You gotta see the rice stuff.
Yeah, well, everything else I ever see will be, it's only going up from there, from the piece that Caroline chose. Good luck with Abby.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and good luck with everything you do in your career. I'm going to be there at the Luxor just watching the shows. I can't wait to see you and all the people we've enjoyed for years on AGT.
And do you give your blessing if he wants to go after Caroline?
My blessing?
Yeah.
I'm not her father. Caroline, do you give him your blessing if he wants to go after you?
I can't give my own blessing.
You have
okay,
to.
We'll call the we'll call your boyfriend and try to get his. Anyways, until then, we did a lot of stuff, didn't we?
We did do a lot of stuff. This is great stuff.
So
this is fun. Thank you so much
goodbye.
For having me. Okay.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Man, that was so awesome.